get to our guest. Got a lot going on. Obviously, it's an awesome time of year for sports. Mid-November, college hoops underway. Crunch time in college football. Our guest is now officially a returning champ, covering the Oregon women's program and football for the Register Guard. Hails from the Tar Heel State. You can follow him on Twitter. Use the handle at Antoine Staley. Antoine, appreciate the time. How you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you?
No complaints. So, now that it's been a couple of months since you landed here in Eugene, I think I forgot to ask you last time, had you ever been to Eugene prior to taking the gig at the Register Guard?
I hadn't been to Oregon at all, so no. it was one of the few states I haven't been to. I haven't been to like five states in the country now, so that's about it. So I figure I'm kind of compelled to just go ahead and finish it on out since I've been to this many.
You know, as somebody who moved here sight unseen on 6 weeks' notice from Philly 31 years ago, I could attest you don't really know a place till you live there. So how is it being an official resident of Eugene these last couple months?
I mean, it's cool. I mean, people are nice. It's quiet. It's a little bit quieter than I'm used to, but, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing. So it's just kind of... You know, I kind of miss, like, big city traffic and stuff like that, but, you know, I kind of did this too as well.
Yeah, I know you covered the Dolphins for a lot of years. A little different driving around South Florida than Eugene, Oregon. But, you know, I see on Twitter, obviously, your resume surfaces because I think you covered Miami for like 7 years, and their season really went sour for a while. Then they beat the Ravens. They've got a duck in the secondary, a rookie, Javon Holland. What do you make of, I guess, their improvement on defense or the kind of season they're having because they're all over the place?
Well, I think the last few weeks, Brian Flores, the head coach, has been calling plays defensively. At least he hasn't admitted that, but just kind of the general consensus, just watching the sideline and just talking with other people that are there that I know that still covered the team too. So, yeah, he's kind of taken over play calling defensively where they were really struggling early on this year, and I think that's made a big difference too as well. Obviously, Tua coming back into the fold too as well. Even though he's been kind of banged up with the finger and also still a rib injury, I think that's played a role too as well. I don't expect the Dolphins to make the playoffs. I mean, they got in too big of a hole in order to do that. But, you know, if they can possibly, you know, get the 8 wins, and I think Holland has just been absolutely dynamite. I thought he was the best safety coming out in the draft last year. I don't think a lot of people necessarily, especially east of the Mississippi, knew much about him. And then he didn't play last year for Oregon during the COVID season. But, yeah, I thought he was just phenomenal for him and thought he was going to be just dynamite. And he's been everything that and then some.
No, he's one of those guys who he might be a great safety. He's also a great football player. I mean, if you ever saw a film on him in high school, he catches the ball like Randy Moss. Talking with, that might be a little big, but we're talking with Antoine Staley, Register Guard. Couple thoughts on the women's program. Obviously, just getting started, but, man, their two games, they look devastating. So, I guess I'd like to get your observations about being here a couple months, about this fan base and the passion they have for this program Kelly Graves has built.
Well, I think just being around it at a short time, I've, you know, covered the first two games of the season. And, yeah, I definitely think it's been crazy just seeing a lot of the people out there and a lot of excitement even for, you know, games. You know, against Idaho State too, and Dixie State on Sunday too as well. So, yeah, I definitely think people are excited. They're a top 10 team. They're a team that I think a lot of people project to go pretty far this year in the NCAA tournament and also the Pac-12. So, yeah, I think the excitement is really building too as well. It's going to be interesting to know this tournament battle for Atlantis because, you know, they're among some heavyweights in there with UConn and also South Carolina. They're the two top-ranked teams in the country right now. So I know I asked Kelly Graves about that yesterday, and he just wanted to focus on Oklahoma, who is going to be their first opponent. But, Yeah, if they end up winning that, they're likely going to play South Carolina after that. And then if they win that, you're probably playing UConn for the championship. So we're going to learn a lot about them pretty fast and quick in a hurry, especially with them still having a lot of injuries.
Yeah, I would say that's a slight upgrade from Idaho State and Dixie State.
Yeah.
Let's get to some football. Fans here are a little spoiled, having had Marcus Mariota, and then 2 years later, Justin Herbert. And with Anthony Brown, you know, it's obviously he's got flaws, but, man, this kid is a gamer. He runs, he even blocks. You can tell his coaches and teammates believe in him. So if you add it all up, Antoine, what's your evaluation of the season AB is having running this offense?
I mean, it's been up and down. I think for me, I think just having a guy like him, you're kind of running no really major team runs the option anymore, but they kind of, Oregon kind of runs, I think, a form of it in a way that I think, you know, they run the offense through the running game, and then they do a lot of the read option too as well. And obviously, Anthony Brown, his strength is using his legs too, and improvising and creating time where receivers could get open as well. So I definitely think they use a form of kind of the old school type option, even though it's not necessarily that. It's more like read option and, you know, RPOs and stuff like that, kind of get people, receivers open, and then use the running game, obviously, with Travis Dye and Cardwell has really come on as of late, too, to give them another element in the running game. But, yeah, I mean, he's not perfect, but, again, I think when you're running the football as well as they are, and I think their defense, and I wrote about that today, the defense is getting much better each and every week. And, you know, they're going to be tested against a really good Utah rushing attack and offensive line. If they can beat them, I think, you know, I think they're probably going to play in Utah two times in the next 3 weeks. I think they can potentially, they'll definitely have a chance to go to that playoff, and we'll see who they play, either in Florida or Dallas.
Yeah, it'd be nice for you to go back to Florida, huh? Especially in December or something compared to this out here.
Yeah, that'd be a homecoming for me, yeah.
That's awesome. You know, sometimes we can overthink things. You get to this point of the season, it's kind of the proverbial war of attrition. Everybody's got bumps and bruises. But pretty much, even though Ryan Walk just got injured, from what Coach said today, seems like everybody else on that offensive line is kind of healthy. Coach Mirabals does a terrific job keeping everybody ready to play every position. So just, you mentioned the running game, incorporating that into the performance of the offensive line. These last two games, and just how impressive have these last 2 weeks been?
I mean, you run for over 300 yards in these games, so I think that's pretty darn impressive, if you ask me. I think it's hard to lose anytime you run around the ball that effectively, and that's, again, that's been their bread and butter. I know that it was, the Washington game was ugly and raining and cold too as well, and you couldn't really do much in the passing game. But, yeah, you were able to run the ball with, like I say, Dye and Cardwell and Brown. That also helps with that too as well. And this weekend against Washington State, a team that's been opportunistic, getting turnovers, they ended up getting two from the Ducks. But they were still able to overcome that with the way Brown ran the football, and Dye and Cardwell led the team in rushing too as well. So, yeah, I mean, it was just a big, you know, group effort too, as far as the rushing game too for Oregon, and I think the offensive line had a big part to do with it. I think the big thing for them is really a lot of those guys have played a lot of different positions, so when somebody gets hurt, they can just easily plug in there, and there's no problem. And I think, you know, having these injuries, especially, you know, the Forsythe and now Walk, I think it's just kind of, I won't say it's easy, but they just kind of go about it like a professional group because they've been through it all year.
Talking with Antoine Staley, Register Guard, couple final thoughts. In your post-game piece, you used the word force, describing Kayvon Thibodeau. And, yeah, the numbers were nice, the sacks, the tackles. But I thought it went beyond the numbers. I thought that Jaden Delora was kind of uneasy at times, dropping back. Accurate to say that at times you almost felt like the Coug quarterback was just looking over his shoulder a bit, wondering where number five was.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I wrote about that today, too, in the article, talk about their defense. And he's really the engine that drives it, too, because, yeah, anytime you got arguably the best player in college football, or at least the best player defensively in college football. Everybody has to, you have to account for that, and that helps everybody. That helps the entire defensive line. It helps Noel Sewell. They also have the secondary of Oregon, too, and McKinney, too, as well. So, yeah, I definitely think he drives everything that they do. And with him on the field, it's been just a completely different defense, too, as well. And offensive linemen know they have to account for him. They're facing a great offensive line in Utah coming up this week, too, as well. I'm sure they're going to try to have some kind of game plan for him. But, yeah, I think it's going to be an opportunity for some other players, especially on their defensive line, to be able to attack and maybe get pressure on Utah and force some plays in the backfield. But, yeah, I think his numbers, I think what he's doing for that team doesn't even justify what shows up in the box score. I think it's beyond that, and I think you saw a little bit of that against Washington State.
You know, the last thing I want to get to, I was thinking about the games you got to cover. Cal, where it looked like they had it won, then they had to make 8 stops inside the 10. The late interceptions against UCLA turned it into a nail-biter. The gifted 9 points at Seattle, then the penalties late, then the dive fumble this week. So, Antoine, you got to admit, they're doing all possible to at least keep it interesting for the new Register Guard beat writer.
Well, I think that's just kind of how they've been going about it all year. I mean, they really hadn't had many dominant performances outside of maybe the Colorado game and Stony Brook. But, yeah, it's just been, you know, close games, nail biters. I imagine it's probably going to be the same thing in Utah, their last true road game of the season. We'll see what happens in a game against Oregon State after Thanksgiving weekend. But, yeah, I just think this is kind of their MO. They, you know, play close games at halftime. They make halftime adjustments, kind of what they saw in the third quarter on Saturday, and then they just take it from there and just, you know, look like a completely different team. But it's just this team mojo, just winning these close games the way that they are.
Yeah, they're not considering anybody's ulcers, but they're getting it done. Folks, he's not Antoine.
Yeah, as long as you keep winning, that's all that matters.
Yep, classic, just get the W. Folks, he's Antoine Staley. Find him in the sports section, online Register Guard. On Twitter, it's at Antoine Staley. Antoine, I know a lot of folks are loving your coverage. I much appreciate your time. You have yourself a great week, and look forward to catching up again soon.
All right, sounds good, Steve. Thank you.
All right, take it easy.